Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Suzanne Kestel. She is the children's librarian at the Perry Public Library. We're talking about all of the September events coming up here at the library. So, Suzanne, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So we have you here solo. You're normally just talk about the children's aspects of the programming, but today we are going to have you talk about everything. So
and there's a lot.
Definitely. So let's start off with something that's going on the entire month. That is the Find Forgiveness. So what can you tell me about this program?
Yes, this is the Back to School, Back to the Library, Find Forgiveness. To celebrate National Library Card Sign Up Month this September, the library will offer a Find Forgiveness opportunity for all patrons. So anybody that has an outstanding overdue fine, they can participate in a question and answer activity and receive Find Forgiveness for each question that's answered. And so I believe each question is like a quarter. So if you answer four questions, then there's a dollar off your fines. Now that doesn't pertain to like a lost or damaged book, but any overdue fines it would.
Okay. Why do you feel like that's a good program to offer, especially at this time of year?
We want to make sure that everybody knows the different things we offer at the library. And so Jill has done a good job of getting everybody through the library. Whenever you ask somebody a question, then they have to go look for it. And then they'll say, oh, I didn't even know the library offered these or had these available, you know. So it's a good way to make sure that everybody knows all the services we have.
All right. Now, one program with several different events is a series about Stay Strong After Age 60. What can you tell me about this?
Well, Mary Crisco from the ISU Extension is going to come and do this Stay Strong After 60. It's a total wellness series, and it's a free program. It starts at 9 a.m. on four consecutive Fridays, the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, and 27th. You don't have to be 60 to participate, but the, you know, focus is on our senior citizens. And we want people to maintain their strength, their health, their, you know, brain health. And so she will focus on all these things. So comfortable attire is recommended, and hope that people sign up for that.
All right. So that is a free program, but you ask people to sign up for it.
Yes. Right? We kind of like to know how many are coming.
All right. So next week, you also have an event that is for all those people who love crafting and that sort of thing. What can you tell me about this one?
Yes. All interested crafters are invited to join us for a new craft club. And it's going to typically be scheduled the second Monday of each month. Although November, I know that Veterans Day hits, so it's a different day. But the person who's presenting is Nicole Connick, and she's the Minburn Public Library Director. And there's a different craft each month. And I know Mary has the pictures of the September, October, November outside her window. And September is going to be a lantern. October will be wooden pumpkins. And November is a wooden craft that says be thankful on it. And so people are welcome to sign up for that. The first one is September 9th at 6:30 at the Carnegie Library Museum. And so you can register until September 3rd. And just call the library, 465-3569, for any of these things.
Okay. So the registration actually has already passed for that.
Yes, but they can sure sign up for the October and November ones.
Okay. Now, getting more into your wheelhouse with the next series of events, Fall Storytime is beginning. And we actually talked about this the last time that you came in, but tell us more about the story time and the fun theme for it.
Yes, we are doing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because that is always a popular theme. And I haven't done that for several years with the children. So I decided to do that again. And we're going to start with trains. And so for the 18 months to 3-year-olds, we will have trains up and they're going to match them and identify the colors of the trains. So we try to do learning skills in with our story times. And with the 4s and 5s, we'll be thinking of words that start with TR, tr. Besides train, we've got trucks and just, you know, the different words, and they'll be spelling them out. And then also our We Wonders on Thursdays. I'm excited because we're starting a new curriculum. It's called Mother Goose on the Loose, and a lot of flannel graph, rhymes, very visual, hands-on with the kids. Because whenever you have rhymes and poems with little ones, it's playing with that language and getting them familiar with that. And sometimes you use vocabulary in rhymes that you don't necessarily use. And so it's going to be a fun time. And if they sign up for We Wonders, then they also receive a free book every time they come.
All right. So is registration required for the story time then?
Yes, because that way I know how many books and how many crafts and things to get ready. So the Tuesday one is September 10th at 10:15, and that's for those 18 months to 3-year-olds. September 11th at 10:15 is for the 4s, 5s, and families. And September 12th is for the 0 to 17 months old at 10:30. So, yes. We want them to sign up, and we hope that people come to this free event.
All right. And then will you be having more of these story times in the next coming months?
Yes. This will go through the end of October, 1st of November. The last of November into December, we always do a cooking unit, and the kids get aprons, and that's always a fun one. So we'll be doing that near to the holidays.
All right. Now, keeping things going here, also on September 10th, you have a countywide event that is always a popular thing. That's the Dallas County Reads One Book. Tell me about this first event, which the last couple of years you've done events for both nonfiction and fiction.
Yes.
The nonfiction event is coming up, correct?
Yes. In partnership with the Dallas County Library Association, our nonfiction event will be Tuesday, September 10th at the Woodward Methodist Church, and it's Creating the Black Utopia of Buxton, Iowa by Rachel Chase. And everybody's welcome to attend this free author talk about the unique community of Buxton.
All right. So that event is also free, like seemingly everything that you guys got going on. Is that just a sort of come and go, show up if you would like to, or is there a registration for that?
There's no registration, but she will be talking that evening at 6:30, like I said, at the Woodward Methodist Church. So just feel free to come. And in the years past, we've had book signing afterwards. They've had books available. And I've heard that's a unique community and in history. And so if you're at all a historical fan, then you might want to come and hear about that town.
Still lots more to talk about, so we will continue this conversation next week. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Suzanne Kestel. This has been part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.